lot easier, but nobody goes past that to do it.
The motion was to enter into a lease agreement with Canon for 4 Dyna Systems copiers to be used in the courthouse and annex, 2 for district clerk at $169.65 each, plus a one-time training fee of $175, 1 for county clerk at $151.14, which I ended up giving to the JP's office, 1 for the county judge / justice of the peace at $108.99. No contract provided to recorder, so nobody ever gave me a contract to record in this book. So that's all we have is the order.
And then you at the top it said we did lease them.
Yes.
At least.
So it does have each office that got one.
Yeah.
So how'd you get one? You know.
She was in the contract, but the machine didn't work the way they wanted it to.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to JP and got another new one.
Mm-hmm. See, actually, judges was supposed to be JP and judge,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was supposed to be kind of in between both offices, but it didn't work out that way.
Right. I don't know. It's still good though, because I just got a new hard drive in it Friday. So my service is still good right now.
At your cost or at their cost?
No, they furnished it.
But that's because you leased it?
Yeah.
No, it's because you had maintenance agreement over it.
Lease is still good.
Lease is still good.
So much is the lease went up?
Lease on the cannons have gone up about $10 a month.
None of this comes out of
40.
Anybody's budget. It comes out of.
Let's see you, Beth. Count some somewhere. My stomach says 12.20.
See,
it
35
is?
Versus 47.
Oh.
It went up $12 a month.
I missed breakfast.
Okay, most of these come out of copier machine maintenance, payments, repairs, and supplies in the general fund and non-departmental. We budget $35,000, and we still need to spend $20,000 of that. With all of these coming out of, that you're talking about, all come out of that line right there. There's nobody's budget that's affected by these amounts. Except the general fund, non-departmental. Except yours, Sasha. I think yours, records preservation. You
no, it comes out of that. The general fund, copy machine one.
Somebody tell me the advantage of owning them over leasing them.
That's what everybody says.
Either way, when the lease expires, the copier belongs to you after 5 years. You so same difference there. Either way, it's the difference in the interest rate. Why you pay for it?
11%.
From what we've seen this morning, I would recommend that we purchase it and then go out for financing on the purchase if you want to do that.
I bet you could beat 11%.
I bet you could.
In a hurry.
Yeah, he said 2.25 over there.
Yeah, he already quoted us. Now, he was talking about buying them and leasing them to us also.
Right.
I said we look at some options before we go any further.
Put this on for the 20th.
Well, that's the only good idea.
Huh?
Nothing.
Adding right up.
That's adding up.
Just stack it up.
We got to have enough on there to keep you busy, keep your mouth quiet for a little while.
That's impossible. That's going to be a hard thing.
Okay. Before Ramona left, she prepared the budget for the 2016. It is far from accurate. It is the starting spot, and that's what
you mean. Not far from accurate, far from finished.
Well.
Is that what you meant?
Either way, what she's done is accurate at the time. She just took last year's budget, changed it over to 16.
Yeah.
But it's far from the way we're gonna have it when we get through.
Yeah.
But the law states that you will put this in the clerk's office for review at a regular meeting during the month before the month that you want to have it approved. And,
which is what we do every year.
Same thing we've done before, and then you, but this budget has no meaning at all till you get the figures on this front page of what's taxable valuation before you can ever start.
But it never does, is what I'm saying.
Right, it never does, yes.
It's not a finished product, it's just.
Right.
It's just.
It is a proposed budget to start from. And I hope you understand that this is not, because last year, the editor here says this is the proposed budget for the operating of the coming year.
It's just a place.
In a paper.
I got you.
And this is just a starting spot, is what it actually is. Do I have a motion that we place this in the, proposed budget?
In the county.
In the clerk's office.
I make a motion we put this proposed budget in the county clerk's office.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And on the website?
Make a motion we put it on the website too.
Second.
She's got it electronically, if you want her to send it to you electronically.
I don't.
No.
You don't?
It doesn't, no.
No.
You're gonna have to scan it in then to put it on the website.
Yeah, I don't, so.
Okay, I thought she left you an electronic copy also.
Juan, did you second the website?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the next item, number 26, is, to public notice of the, published notice of the public hearing on the budget, to be held the 24th of August from 10 until 11. And this is our year when by then we hope we have the budget completely finished, ready to present. Got a notice that we need to publish in the paper. And this has to be a certain size ad, certain size font. You know that, don't you?
I make a motion we publish a notice of a public hearing on the proposed 2016 budget in regular session of court meeting Monday, August 24th, 2015, from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye?
Don't we have to have two?
No.
I don't have that.
One public hearing, and after that public hearing, then you can adopt the budget. The notice has to run one time?
You're gonna have to have two public hearings. Is that, yes. One for that one, and then we'll have to have another one for.
Patrick.
Yes.
I have to have mine on my records management plan when we adopt the budget, so should I be doing this now?
Well.
You can.
We can put ours on, we can do the records management when we do the one, the last one to adopt the action. That's not adopting the actual budget.
Mm. Shouldn't be.
No.
No, you can't adopt it, you said that.
No.
Okay, I just need to be on the one when we adopt the actual budget, so that's later.
Yes.
Okay, same thing onto the website.
Motion.
He said.
Same thing on the website.
He said motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And, okay.
I was looking for your reaction.
That was pretty subtle, wasn't it?
He is a subtle man.
He's subtle.
Got a request from public group. They're wanting us to look at automation of different things. My main thing to tell you is, I don't think we're interested, but I've told the guy I would bring it before court and let y'all look at it.
Automation of what?
Of our bidding systems and everything. Like when we go out for bid, it'll automatically compare the bids. It's a software company. I have noticed here that Billy's EMPG grant has been approved in the amount of $30,000-something for this year. Took forever to get the paperwork changed over for Billy from Kent, but it is finally changed over.
I was reading, would you
mention just then?
Billy's grant for $37,000, the EMPG grant for Billy. Tax report for the month of June, we're 94.13% collected. About a half to a percent, somewhere along in there.
Just lay it down.
Oh, I'll pass it down. You're going to read that there, yeah. Law enforcement liability. We have kind of sat down. Deborah and I have talked about it. They want life history plus before they'll even send us a full quote, and we haven't done it. Is there a need to?
I think they said it would be about 16,000, or that was the last.
That was the last estimate I think we got.
It was about 16,000.
Said ballpark from 10 to 11, but I think he said it'd probably be a little more.
I guess it depends on how big your department is, how many officers you have, vehicles, probably everything.
I think it's just the people. Reliability, charge of people.
Many people.
It changes so often, how would you ever get a rate?
I guess they just do it on the amount of people. I really don't know.
They do it at the time that you apply. And then every year it'll either go up or down from the number that you've got at that time.
The number or the background checks?
Number. They don't do that many background checks.
Oh, I thought you said they didn't.
No. Though, this is for us to send in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they want us to do it, which I'm sure Kenny's got that in his computer already on every one of his deputies and all that kind of stuff. I thought the last estimate we got it was 16,000.
Okay. Anybody have another question to bring up for today? Gina? Your questions can come later.
Bet you don't have one.
I've got lots, but just asking them who's again.
Here she is.
Okay. That's all the information.
Anything else?
I'm gonna need all of that y'all are passing around, you know.
What? This?
Send it on down.
Even on the stuff that didn't.
All the proposals for everything that's ever presented in court. I have
copies.
So y'all quit hiding them in the office.
Here's the originals. Make sure that I didn't stick something in there we didn't need.
And what's that Jeff guy's last name?
Drysdale.
Mr. Drysdale. That ought to be too hard to remember.
Yeah. Pepper Hill, give what's that? Oh my gosh.
She's not old enough.
Didn't watch the Little Ranger, didn't watch these stuff.
I have all that in here, John.
Give that to her, yeah, I'll keep this one. We done?
As far as I know, we're done.
This, you need the calendar stuff. So do you want all of this, every little?
Yeah, whatever's considered the proposal.